In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Saint Augustine of Hippo is a good example for so many men of our time who also sincerely seek the truth, but along the wrong paths. Like Augustine, they may despise the Catholic Church or the Holy Scriptures, but it was along this path that Saint Augustine of Hippo came to find God and the truth that he longed for. For our dear Saint Augustine, all his life was a continuous search. Even when he found God in the Catholic faith, he was not stuck. He was an inveterate walker. He always wanted to go deeper into his faith and share it with others. He had true apostolic zeal to convert those who were led astray by the paths of error. It has been said of him that he is the spiritual father of the West due to the universal influence of his writings on Christian spirituality in Europe. If you know Saint Augustine of Hippo, he will guide you to find that loving God who keeps waiting for you on the path of your life. Lying also happened frequently among his parishioners, and Saint Augustine of Hippo tells us that lying is telling a falsehood with the intention of deceiving. The important thing is the intention to deceive. If one tells a falsehood, believing it to be true, he is not lying. But if one tells a truth, believing it to be false, he is lying. Many lie to look good or make promises that they don't keep. In this way, we do a lot of damage to others, and we will never achieve our own happiness, which is found in the supreme truth that is God. For this reason, the whole life of Saint Augustine of Hippo was a constant walk towards the divine truth. And he says, "Who knows the truth knows eternity." Hence the liar cannot be happy. Saint Augustine of Hippo himself tells us, "The voice of truth is never silent. It does not move the lips, but screams inside one's heart." In other words, the truth, which is God, will not leave you alone and will cry out in your conscience until you repent and ask for forgiveness. About stealing, the saint speaks in many of his sermons to move the people to be honest. There are different ways of stealing, such as not doing your job at work well, being late for work, being lazy, or taking things without authorization, getting work licenses with lies, not paying your loans, receiving bribes for work you have to do, demanding more than is fair, evading taxes, lying to get donations. Saint Augustine of Hippo says, "Refrain, brothers, you abstain from the habit of stealing, even refrain from the desire to steal. He who is powerful steals, and you cry under the hand of the thief. And if you don't steal, it's because you can't. Let the occasion present itself, and then I will praise your dominated desire. Tell me, have you returned what you received with no other presence than that of God? If you returned it, if you restored it to the deceased in the person of his son, who knew nothing about it, then I will praise you, because you could have done wrong, and you did not. The same as if you found a bag of gold coins on the street and handed it over to its owner." Saint Augustine of Hippo tells us something that happened to him. He says, "I am going to tell you what a very poor man did when I was in Milan. He was so poor that he played porter to a grammar teacher, but he was a full-fledged Christian, even though the grammarian was a pagan. He was better who was at the entrance than who sat in the chair of the church. He found a bag with about 200 gold coins, if I am not mistaken in the number. He knew he had to return it, but he didn't know to whom. He put up a public announcement, 'Whoever has lost gold coins, come to such and such a place and ask for so and so.' The one who had lost them, seeing the announcement, approached that poor man. This one, for fear that he would come looking for what was not his, asked for explanations, asking him about the type of bag, about the image, and even the number of coins. And since his answers were adjusted to reality, he returned what he had found. The other man, the owner of the coins, in turn, wanting to reciprocate his honesty, offered him a tenth part, that is, 20 coins, which he did not want to receive. The other insisted, and finally, he accepted what was offered to him, and immediately afterwards, he gave everything to the poor, not leaving a single coin in his house. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.